The news show is only made possible by kind donations from our listeners like you. If you would like to support the news show and the British Tech Network, please go to britishtechnetwork.com/subscriptions today. Well, happy Thursday, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the news show. Apologies for our hiatus, but now that the typhoon has passed, we can now get back to business. It is the 5th of December, 2019. We got the best technology news that's been happening over the past 24 hours. We got it for you right now in about 5 minutes. Well, Larry and Sergey, yeah, they're no more. The co-founders, yeah, they're stepping down from their respective roles of CEO and president of Alphabet, better known basically as Google. Now, the current CEO of Google will actually be taking over the CEO of Alphabet. Now, apparently, Page and Brin, they'll remain involved with the company, of course. They'll be on the board, and of course, they got to keep their shares. Yeah, that's where the money is. Now, we all know Larry and Sergey, they started Google many years ago, promising to do no evil. Though, that's kind of changed down the years, hasn't it? Maybe that's why they figured, maybe we shouldn't lead this thing anymore. You know, I actually would say, hey, good luck to you both. But on second thought, I'd say, nah. Now they're gonna be fine. Free! Yes, we love that word, don't we? Sometimes it gets us into trouble. And we also know that when it says free, usually something's attached to it. Well, of course, this time around there will be, but it is from a trusted company, Plex. Oh, yes, Plex. For most of us geeks out there, it runs our media lives. Well, now it can run some free movies and TV shows for us. Of course, the catch will be it's ad-supported. Now, we do remember back in September, they said they would be getting into the streaming business with a team-up with Warner Brothers. And they also said there would be more partnerships on top of that. Fast forward now, here comes the ad-supported video on demand service. And no, it's not just going to be available in the US or UK. Nah, it's going to be available worldwide. Granted, some content may not be available in certain territories, but there will be a lot of content in all 200 countries it's going to launch in. And it's all for free! Now, if you are thinking, well, wait a minute, I'm a Plex user. In fact, I'm a Plex Premium Pass user. Does that mean I still get ads? Yeah, you still get ads. Now, we're still yet to get all the details from Plex, but from what we can see, regardless if you're running Plex on a Roku, Apple TV, Amazon Fire TV, or an Android TV box, as well as your iOS and Android devices, you'll have access to the free content. Speaking of iOS devices, actually this has nothing to do with iOS, but it has to do with Apple, and it has to do with those 13-inch MacBook Pros just shutting down. Ah, yes, MacBook Pro issues, yep, they're still there. And if you've got one of those new 13-inch MacBook Pro as a user, you probably said, hey, wait a minute, this thing's just shutting down automatically. Is it just me? No, it's not just you. The reason for it? Well, apparently when the battery thinks it's between 25 and 50%, it thinks, I ain't got no power, and just shuts itself right down. Now, if you're wondering, Apple, yep, they know it. They've even got a temporary fix for you right now. You're gonna love this. If your 13-inch MacBook Pro suddenly drops below 90% charge, just plug it in. Yep, that's the fix currently. Just plug it in. In the meantime, we're just gonna have to wait for some bug fixes from Apple, hopefully to rectify this problem. But until that happens, best you find yourself an outlet to sit by all day long. And finally, portability when it comes to speakers. Oh, it's nice sometimes. Would be nice, though, if there was a smart speaker out there that offered that. Wait, there is. Yes, get ready for the new battery-powered Echo. Where can you get it? Only in India. Yeah, you heard that right. Amazon has launched a new Echo smart speaker, battery-operated and exclusive for the Indian market. The built-in rechargeable battery, at least according to Amazon, is a 4,800 milliamp-hour capacity battery, meaning should give you about 10 hours of music playback, and 11 hours of standby battery life. Did I read that right? Yeah, let me see. 10 hours of music playback and 11 hours of standby. Yeah, I read that right. You might as well play music. What's another hour? So if you're sitting there thinking to yourself, why did Amazon do this and why is it only in India? Well, apparently it's the most requested feature for the smart speaker in India, so Amazon pretty much caved in. Now, little birdies are actually telling us that, this could just also be a test market too. And if it goes down well, we might see this speaker pop up in other parts of the world. For now, if you really want it, you're going to have to get out 4,999 rupees, or about $70, and you'll have to wait till December 18th before you can add it underneath the tree. if you got a story and no one else is listening to you, well, we will. Send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. Head on over to our official website at BritishTechNetwork.com. That is powered by TSO Host, and in our opinion, the best damn hosting company out there. Not to mention their customer service is top-notch, too. If you're looking to get your website going today, you should give them a try. Head on over to TSOHost.com and tell them the British Tech Network sent you. And hey, while you're typing in all those URLs, why don't you head on over to our Facebook page at British Tech Network, or you can hop on over there at Twitter at British Tech. But one thing you got to do is join us in our BTN community. We would love for you to be a part of it, so join us today at BritishTech.slack.com. The new show will be back at your way tomorrow for your Friday installment, getting you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. But until then, enjoy your Thursday. And thank you so much, as always, for listening.